What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 464 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are wrapping up Nicolas Cage month. Now, we call it month still, even though it's only 3 weeks. Nicolas Cage 3 weeks with a little movie from 2011 called Drive Angry. Now, I'm going to give you some Rotten Tomato scores. I'm going to give you some fun facts, a little behind the scenes, as I like to do. But before I do that, Alex, have you seen this movie? Have you heard of this movie before watching it for this?
So I heard of this movie, but I never seen this movie. And the only reason why I heard of this movie is because I go to Comic-Con a lot. And back then, this was a movie that was like big on a poster. Like when you walked in, it was a huge, like, you know, and well, you went to Comic-Con. Remember when you entered the Javis Center and they showed that big poster of, because I remember you went, oh my God, it was a Alexander Daddario, and you almost like fell out of your seat.
I almost fell down while I was walking.
Yeah, you almost fucking tripped. But yeah, so it was like that, but it was Drive Angry. I always remember because it was Nicolas Cage's like blonde dude. I always remember.
Which makes sense because that would be in October, and this movie came out in February. So it was probably like leading up to promoting it. Okay, so you'd seen a big poster, but you'd never seen the movie.
Nope.
I'm excited to talk about it. I saw this at the theater in 3D, in the original 3D. Now, let me give you some fun facts and Rotten Tomato scores. Now, this was shot in native 3D. So this was not a conversion like the Wrath of the Titans and Clash of the Titans like we just did. This was filmed in 3D. And the funny thing about that is Nicolas Cage, one of the reasons he chose to star in this film was he wanted to be part of this 3D craze that was going on in the, you know, late 2000s, early 2010s. Also, this was directed by Patrick Lussier. Now, not a crazy famous name, but he has worked on a number of horror movies, some good, some bad. He directed the movie Dracula 2000 with Gerard Butler as Dracula, a movie that I don't like, but I have somehow seen like five times. And it was written by Todd Farmer. Now, Todd Farmer also wrote Jason X, if you're familiar with the Friday the 13th franchise. But these two worked together on this film as writer-director and the remake of My Bloody Valentine from a couple years before, which I do like that movie. So Tom Atkins was in that. Tom Atkins pops up in this as well. Also, Todd Farmer starred in, or he was featured in, My Bloody Valentine, and he was featured in this movie. Now, Alex, I'll give you one guess as to who Todd Farmer played in this movie. If you had to take a guess.
He was in this movie?
He was in this movie. He's the writer of the film.
Okay.
And he wrote My Bloody Valentine. He's in both.
He's what in this movie?
He was in this. Yeah.
He must have got killed in 3D. Did he get killed in 3D? He must have got killed in 3D.
He got killed in 3D. He did.
So is he the one that that slapped up Amber Heard?
Yes, he's the boyfriend.
He looked like a writer.
Now, the funny thing is, Todd Farmer, dude, this guy writes himself. So in My Bloody Valentine, he plays the guy that bangs the blonde chick in the hotel.
Okay.
And in this movie, he plays the guy that bangs the other lady. He writes himself as the guy who bangs in every movie.
Oh, my God.
And I think he died in that one, too. He dies in, he also kills himself. So that's at least he dies. So, yes, I always think it's funny. He's like, you know what? I'm going to be in this. Let me be the guy who's always with the naked women.
I kind of figured, because the minute you said it laughing, I was like, he must have got killed 3D.
He gets stuck on the wall by that guy. Okay. Anyway, another fun fact. It says here, Nicolas Cage stated that he was originally drawn to this movie because of one specific scene. And this was a scene in which he gets shot in the eye. And he gets his eye shot out. Now, there was a movie called Season of the Witch, which we've not done here, which maybe we'll do it in the future. I got to figure out a way in which he wanted to have a scene where his eye got poked out with a sword, but it didn't happen. The producers rejected it. And this time he's like, I'm going to get my eye shot. I don't care what you say. Someone's shooting me in the eye. So there you go. That and 3D got Nicolas Cage to join in. And yes, and the movie was filmed in Louisiana. And it looks very Louisiana, if you ask me. They also smartly kind of set it in like Texas, Louisiana on purpose. So anyway, that's all a fun facts I have for this movie. Now, let me give you the Rotten Tomato scores. Not amazing, not surprised having seen this movie. This has a 47% critic score. And somewhat surprising, the audience is lower. The audience score is 37%. Now, this type of movie, exploitation, kind of grindhouse style, usually the audience scores a little bit higher, but not in this case. Do you find these numbers surprising at all?
I'm a little shocked because you're right. The grindhouse films are always higher.
Yeah.
So for this one to be low, interesting. I'm very interested. It's a very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
I thought the audience would be around, even like when it was over and I went to check to write my notes, I thought it was going to be like 60, 58, you know, somewhere. 30 lower. I didn't think it would be lower than the critics. I'll just put it that way.
I was going with a 49.
49, okay.
That's what I was thinking.
It was lower than that.
I was higher than
that. Well, everyone hates this movie apparently, but you know what? You came to this podcast to find out if we hated it or if we liked it. I don't know. We haven't talked about this. You don't know my thoughts on this movie. I don't know your thoughts on this movie. I am ready to talk about it. Let's get into it now. Our lead characters, it is Nicolas Cage, obviously. He is
John
our
Milton.
Yes, Milton. Just like Amber Heard just calls him Milton all the time. And Amber Heard's his sidekick, Piper. She plays a girl named Piper. She goes on this sort of journey with him. Alex, take it away. What did you think of Mr. Nicolas Cage here?
All right. I'll say this, though. Fun fact. Keanu Reeves' name in Devil's Advocate was John Milton.
Oh, interesting.
And I only knew that because my wife is a big fan of it. And I never seen Devil's Advocate. So she was
watching this and she was like, Devil's Advocate.
Yes. She said, that's his name in Devil's. And I was like, I never seen it. So I believe you. So she looked it up and it was. And I said, okay. So she said that there must be, maybe he's a fan of a Devil's Advocate. They use the name as a
this
cool
nod. This does have
nod.
A lot to do with hell. So it's possible.
Big thing. Yeah. So anyway, with that said, what did I think of the películas? Okay. Nicolas Cage. First things first, right off the bat, I don't know what the hell I was watching because this movie started off like, and I'm going to be honest with you. This movie started off with hell and a Charger or a Shelby driving through hell. And I went, what am I watching here? And then he gives the story and I was like, oh man. So this is like a John Constantine rated R / 3D / action movie, I guess, with Nicolas Cage.
By the way, that car, Buick Riviera, one that he's driving at the beginning and at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will say I kind of dig this character. You know what? Nicolas Cage is very good in these type of roles. The I don't give a fuck, but you're going to get an acting performance from me. Because that's what it kind of looked like. He looked like he's having the time of his life playing this character. Very wonky ass character. Now, this dude is like nothing phases him. It's like, yo, it's weird. This movie's weird, bro. This is a weird movie. Like,
when I was watching I almost like, bro, this movie's so weird.
This is
I forgot what it was like. Yeah.
It's very weird because I totally was like, yo, is this dude like the Crow? Like, he's coming back to kill the guy who killed his daughter and he has his grandbaby that he has to say. Like, I was just like, there's so many elements in this movie. I like the character. I mean, they don't give you much, but I kind of like the mystery of the character. But Nicolas Cage played him very Nicolas Cagey. Like, if you know what I mean, like, he has this thing and I digged him. I digged the character. I thought he was cool. He didn't give a crap. I will say Amber Heard, not in terms of...
She's canceled now, but she wasn't canceled back then.
Yeah. I think she's gorgeous. I was like, it is what it is. Amazing. I think if she'd played these type of roles, I think she would have been better. Like, I was never into the whole cancel thing because I always thought she was great as Mira in the Aquaman
I was just
movies.
That's just what everyone else canceled. I don't believe in that.
Oh, no. Fine. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't go into, like, well, me and you kind of the same. Like, we don't go into this whole cancel. Like, it's not, to me, it is, I'm not getting, that's a can of worms opening. But I like her. I thought she did a great job in this movie. Their duel together, I thought it worked very well together. I thought they were good. This is a weird movie. I don't know how to explain it. This is a weird ass movie. I gave it a 4. Nicolas Cage, I gave a 4. Because I think I felt like this is a Nicolas Cagey role. So I gave him a 4.
You know what? I mean, I don't disagree with anything you said. I think Nicolas Cage, I like him in this movie. You're right. I feel like this was a good role for him. Does some... He's not super weird in it. Only a little bit. He's a little bit weird. Like that part at the diner when the girl's like, well, what kind of coffee do you want? It's like black sugar. And then she comes back and he kisses her. He's like, I said I wanted sugar. And I was like, what does that mean? What? That's so weird. And he pours a crap ton of sugar in the coffee. And the way he says when he's at that one part, he's like, where's the baby girl? I want the baby girl. Like, why is he saying it like that? It's so freaking weird. But girl. At the same time, I can't imagine someone else doing that, like that line delivery in this movie than Nicolas Cage. I actually think he was a perfect choice. He looks cool. Honestly, he looks cool. He's good in the action scenes. I don't have a problem with the performance at all. The character, you're right. This is like if Spawn and Constantine and the Crow had a drunk uncle, it would be this
guy. It would be John Milton.
It would be John Milton. He's their drunk uncle. Basically, for anyone listening that hasn't seen it, he is in hell and he escapes hell to save his granddaughter from being sacrificed by a Satan cult. That's like the plot of the movie. So, but the thing is, they just throw you in. Like they like you got the William Finkner, who's a great actor, we'll talk about in a second. Good.
Yeah.
He's like narrating it, but all he's saying is like, sometimes people escape and I gotta go get them or whatever. But literally it just throws you into hell and he's just driving out, and all of a sudden he's on Earth and he's going to a diner. And so I liked him. Amber Heard, freaking hot in this movie. I don't care. I always liked her. I agree. I don't care. I mean, she's a terrible person in regular life because she punched Johnny Depp or whatever.
And she took a crap
on his bed. That's horrible. But if we're just talking in movies, I always kind of liked her. I like her in this. And she works for these sort of grindhouse movies. She was in Machete Kills also, which we'll do in the future. Oh, and she works there too. Yeah. Like, I don't know. She just has and she was in Pineapple Express, which I love that movie. So I always liked her. She's great. I think she's really good in this movie. She gets in on the action. She's tough. You know what I mean? And I gave him a 4. I gave him a 4. I think that he's a good character. He's doing a mission, you know, from hell. And he wants to save his grandbaby. And I like him. I actually like the little banter between him and the accountant, like at the end when they're going back. Like, you could tell, like, that guy doesn't really hate him. He just has to go get him. He's like, come on, man. Like, I gotta go get you. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought they were fun. I gave him a 5. I agree with you. I gave him a 4. Now, our main villain. So, the accountant, we're going to say he's not the main villain, but we'll put him in this section because in the storyline, he is chasing him down the whole movie. And he does kill some people, and he's trying to get him back to hell. But the main villain is the Billy Burke plays him. He's the dad from Twilight, in case you don't know who Billy Burke is. And he plays Jonah King, who is like a cult leader guy. Anyway, what did you think?
Okay, so now this is where it comes down. Because if you would have told me it was the accountant, I would have said yes. It would have been higher for me. Because, again, he's a demon walking on Earth. Yeah. So
he's like the T-1000, but a demon.
Yeah, but I liked him. He was cool.
Yeah, he has a personality.
I ain't gonna lie, he's cool. Yeah. But if we're gonna do the Jonah King guy, which they're trying to allude that he had, like, powers. Cause I don't know if you alluded that, too, like, a little bit during the movie.
Well, especially at the end too. Like the way he the way he dies, no one can touch me on Earth, and he has to use that God killer gun thing. And like, I don't know why they did that, but you're right.
Yeah, like they made it seem allude that he had these type of powers, but I'm like, you don't. Like you're a regular human with long ass nails that you don't cut. Like I was just like, okay. So with that said, that character, I gave him a 2, but. Because there are there's other villains in this, which we have to add to it.
Yep.
I'm going to add an additional 1 to the accountant. Because the accountant, you're absolutely right. The accountant, he is not a bad guy per se. He's just a guy that has to get, he's like John Constantine of the devil world. He has to get what escaped out of the devil world and bring it back. So like, I don't consider that bad. But he does bad things on Earth. Like, I gave it a point. So I gave it a 3. Yeah. Overall, I gave it a 3. But I did not like Jonah King. I thought his character was just kind of flat. I wish they got another beat actor that fits this type of role more. He looks like a douche, but I think there was you know what it is, Nate? I think there's other, like, worshipers out there, like in terms of movies and stuff, that are B-listers that I think could fit better in this role. I don't think that guy worked. He looks like a guy that's a pedophile.
He looks like the dad from Twilight.
Yeah, I never seen Twilight, but yeah, I assume he looked like
Bella's dad, and and he's like a sheriff. That's more his speed.
You, you know who would have been perfect for this role as Jonah King? And I guarantee you would have go, oh hell yeah, my man Brandon Dolph, the Chucky.
Oh, Brad Dorff. Oh, he's a great actor. I would say it would have been worked better if it was a little older person. Like slightly
That's what I'm
older.
Saying. That's what I was thinking him, because Brad Dorff, he has that southern accent and he does those quirky roles.
Been good too. Now that you say Dorff, Steven Dorff from Blade.
That dude would have been good too.
That is a B actor who like does a lot. Or like Billy Zane.
Billy Zane would have been funny.
Any of those guys would be better. I'm not even lying.
You're right.
This style of movie, they're so over the top. This guy's not over the top enough.
No. He's not. No. I would have even did Bruce Campbell.
He
would have been funnier.
Yeah. Okay, so a three for you.
A three.
You know what? I agree on both. I think The Accountant is great. Now, he's a villain, again, like I agree, he's not really a villain, but he's a villain in the sense of he's chasing our hero of the story, so he gotta be, and he does kill people. I like him, though. William Finkner, great actor, good character actor, always like him in everything, and he's funny in this. He has a little coin, he turns it into an FBI badge.
That's funny.
I'm the FBI. The scene with Tom Atkins. Yeah, I love that whole scene. Like when he's in the car and he just like gets out of the truck and he gets out. He's walking on the car. Like, what is going on? This movie's insane. Anyway, I like him. Jonah King, a cult leader. Now, you could go two routes with these sort of roles. I think we fantasy casted it better. You could go like older person who's like over time gained this big following. Or if you're going to go slightly younger, they got to be more over the top, more charismatic. The reason why people join cults usually is the person has like this very aura about them that makes you want to follow them. I did not get that from Billy Burke at all. And I'm not saying he's a bad actor because I don't think he is. I think he's good. I don't think he's good for this role. Like, I think he's miscast. Steven Dorff would have been amazing. I don't care. Billy Zane would have knocked this out the park. I'm not even lying. He would have taken this and thrown the ball in the air and hit it out and then caught it and then hit it again. He would have done it twice. He would have been amazing. Like, someone like that, they need to be a little more, like, evil. And I didn't get that this guy was that evil. And they keep alluding throughout the movie that the Nicolas Cage daughter cut off his junk, which that was kind of funny.
They needed the Billy Zane, if you wanted Billy. They needed the Billy Zane from Tales from the Crypt Demon Knight.
Oh my God. That character. Exactly that. That's the one I'm thinking of. Like that Billy Zane. He's like evil, but you like him. You're like, why do I like this guy? Like, I like every time he's on screen. I never liked when this guy was on screen. And Steven Dorff in Blade. Evil. But I like him. Like, I like what this guy's... I like what he's doing. You have to have that kind of... So I think they miscast the villain. I gave it a 3 as well because of that. I just don't think... And the character's kind of bland because of it. He's just like cult leader guy. Yep. Now, I will say, he's in the movie a lot. He does... He's not like a scaredy cat. He goes around, he fights. He fights Amber Heard. He gets his hands dirty, but they needed someone with a little bit more like deliciously evil. You know what I mean? A little more charisma. Anyway, 3 for me, 3 for you. All right, action scenes. What do you got?
Oh, that's a 5. So I know this movie was made to have 3D. And you can see it a lot.
At least 5 times.
Yep. You could totally see it. So I said, okay. But the action is mad over the top. Very Robert Rodriguez-ish, this movie. You got car action. I liked. Yep. I thought it was one of the scenes that I kind of liked is when he was driving through the warehouse and the car, he jumps first and then the other car jumps and he comes out and he shoots under it. I kind of digged it. I thought that was pretty cool. He has that cool John Constantine gun that shoots holy bullets. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, the God Killer. I thought that was pretty fun. The scene that he's boning the chick while shooting everybody.
that one is, that's like one of the most memorable scenes of the whole movie.
Yeah, I loved it. While he had a Jack Daniels and a cigarette in his mouth and sunglasses. And sunglasses. And so he has his pants on. Yeah. So it's like so over the top, but I thought that was a pretty cool scene. The scene with the accountant driving the Nacho Eyeside truck.
That part's cool.
He's like whistling and crashing all over. Like, again, there's a lot of fun action pieces. And, you know, honestly, I kind of tight that I didn't get to see this in 3D because I think this would have been a fun movie in 3D. It looked fun. It looked very fun. And I kind of enjoyed it. I give it a 5. I thought the action was really spot on. And yeah, bloody
I remember having a good time when I saw it in 3D. I was like, all right. Now, the action scene where he's boating the chick, it's got to be one of the funniest. It's got to be one of the most over the top and funniest action scenes that I think we've done in a while. He's fully clothed. He has Jack Daniels, a cigarette, and sunglasses. She's just going to town. And he's just, and she's like, why don't you take off your clothes? He's like, I never strip nude before a gunfight. She's like, what? And then all these dudes start coming in the room and he just starts shooting them. And the part with the taser cracks me up every time because he's getting electrocuted, but he's still banging the chick. So then she's kind of getting electrocuted and she's under him like, and he's shooting. And then, yeah, it's so over the top. And that is the best word that describes this movie. Over the top. Everything is over the top. This is this felt like a 70s movie that was made with modern technology.
Yes.
You know what I mean? 70s grindhouse, exploitation, fast cars, naked women, bloody violence. Like, that's what it is, except in 2011. I think the action scenes are a lot of fun. They're violent, which you know me. I'm here for R-rated. I love some violence. There's a lot of gross gunshot wound aftermath. Even the beginning just starts off with like action where he pulls up in the car and he's shooting the guys and he shoots the guy's hand off and then
looking for the beat. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I ain't telling you nothing. He's like, good. And he shoots him in the head. Like, I like all that.
Yeah.
I gave it a 4. I'll tell you why. I don't disagree with a 5. CGI blood was a little bit wonky. CGI was a lot of bit wonky, especially the end when he shoots. When he shoots Jonah King with that gun and that weird portal, it looked like Mortal Kombat 2. When that portal opens up, and he's getting sucked in. And I'm like, oh my God, this looks, I don't remember this, but this looks terrible. He gets all sucked in and his skull falls. He's drinking the beer out of the skull. Like, that was kind of funny. But there's a couple of times, and the 3D effects, when you don't watch it in 3D, they look stupid. Like, they just break a mirror for no reason, but it's because it was in 3D in the movie theater. Or like something flying at the screen.
Or when the guy threw the axe and it cut his hair. When he went like this.
He cuts his hair. Or the first time he shoots the God Killer at the accountant. He's like.
Oh, yeah.
They should, past him,
yeah. Like,
so those things, I for me, I just had to mark off a point. Otherwise, if some of that wasn't there, I'd be right there with you. There's plenty of action, though. And it's good. It is good. It just, some of it hasn't aged. And this is because this movie only had like a $40 million budget. So we're not talking like, you know, $100 million CGI. We're talking $40 million CGI.
But I don't know if you felt like this, but in this movie, everyone dodged bullets.
Yeah, they're just like.
Jonah King dodged the first God Killer bullet. And yeah. I'm like, wait, you're not even a demon. Like, how can you dodge that bullet? Like, you should have got hit with it. Like, everyone
just had bad. Maybe they go slow. Like, maybe the visual of the slow is like, maybe that's just how it moves because it's okay. Like a special gun. I mean, I don't know, but because she shot it and you're right. Or she has bad aim, but I don't know what they were going for there. If he just dodged it. But yeah, that's dumb.
Because I was like, he's human. I mean, I could see the accountant because he's a demon and he does have special powers. So I was like, fine. And I see John Milton. So I was like, okay, cool. But how's Jonah King? Now, all of a sudden, I was just like, that's so dumb. I was just like, it is. But I mean, the more you look at it, you would start picking. But no, I totally agree, though.
Yeah. So 4 for me, a solid 4. Very solid 4. A lot of fun. 5 for you. All right. Storyline.
I gave it a 3 for weirdness. I like.
Give it a 3 for weirdness.
So this is what I mean. I'm a sucker for weird ass movie. It takes me a couple of times to watch, and then I go, wow, this is a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. But the foundation is there. It's just a crow he sent up to save his daughter's, you know, his grandkid or whatever. But I'm like, okay, fine. But the aroundness is the weirdness. And I kind of liked it. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good, but I was kind of like, what the hell am I watching throughout the whole movie? But I like that type of stuff. It reminded me of a supernatural episode. of Supernatural. Like, it's very Supernatural.
Yeah.
Without the sex. But it's very Supernatural.
Rated R Supernatural.
Yeah. Rated R Supernatural. Very X-Files. One of those Monsters of the Week type episodes. This movie without the sex and the guns. But it just felt like that. And honestly, I had no problems with it, to be with you, Nate. In terms of storyline, I don't think it was that horrible. It was weird. But once you figured out what was happening after the first 10 minutes, because the first 10 minutes, you're like, what the hell am I watching? But once you get to the restaurant with Pepper, whatever her name is, you go, okay, now I understand. But you're still in the what the F mode when you start to see stuff happen. But I kind of digged it. I think that's what's the charm about this movie for me, is that the what the F.
Well, you know what? I gave it a 4.
Whoa! This,
let me tell you, I agree with everything you said, but I like it. Not that you didn't like it, I like it more. Look, this is one of those movies, and we all have them, right? I wouldn't even call this a cult movie because I don't think it has a big following. Like, it was just sort of a flop, and clearly people didn't really like it. But if it was, this would be the kind that I like. It's like, it's got some horror elements, it's got action, it's got exploitation. It feels like a 70s movie, but it's made in 2011. It's got hot chicks. It's got cars. It's got guns. It's pretty dumb and very weird, but it's the kind of weird that works for me. I love that you mentioned Robert Rodriguez, who is one of my favorite directors of all time. For me, he's firmly in my top like 10 easily favorite directors. If he got this material, he would have knocked it out the park as well. I think it would have been, it would have had a different cast, but it would have been great. I mean, Amber Heard might have still been in it, because like I said, she was in Machete too. So, but I maybe Nicolas Cage, but I feel like he would have cast the villain better. And instead of Tom Atkins, it would have been some other, you know, old Danny Trejo or something like that, you know. But it was cool to see Tom Atkins. I know that's your boy, Tom Atkins.
I was mad happy when I saw him coming.
When he shows up at the crime scene, but he's wearing like a regular t-shirt. He's like, get out of here. He's like getting mad at him for stepping on the bullets. Like, that was really funny. But yeah, it works for me. I think I dig the storyline. Guy coming out of hell to save his granddaughter. And it's just an action road movie, but it's well done. It's funny. It's tongue in cheek. Like, it knows. Like, the movie knows what it's doing and what it is. And it doesn't try to, like, take itself seriously. And that can work for some people and maybe not for others. For me, in this case, it works. It doesn't always work. There's some movies like this that I don't like. But yeah, I've always liked this movie. That's why I own it. I've always enjoyed it. I know a lot of people hate it, and I get it. I would never... This is not the kind of movie that I'd be like, no, you're wrong. No, you're probably right, but I still like it. You know what I mean?
You're probably right,
but I enjoyed it. So I give the storyline a 4 because I think it's a great premise. I do. I think it's a really good premise. I don't know if that will... Well, we'll get to it in a second here. What is your overall for this movie?
Okay. I really like this movie a lot. I give it a 4. I thought this was a great movie. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I had a great time. I would watch it again. I watched it on Prime. No, not Prime. Sorry. It was Plex. It was free on Plex. Everywhere else didn't. It was free on the Plex server.
Yeah, no one wants to license this.
I don't think so.
We don't want it.
I don't know why. I kind of... You know what's so funny? And I know you like Death Proof, which I haven't seen yet. It's been ages. Yeah. But I remember we were talking. We both agree. We both like the first one.
Planet Terror.
Planet Terror. We both like that one.
Yeah.
I hate Death Proof, but you like Death Proof. I like Drive Angry. You like Drive Angry, but no one else likes Drive Angry.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
When it comes to these, they're very divisive.
It is. But I could totally see what you mean in terms of Grindhouse movie. Like, this one is really up there. And if they should do a special edition and put all the Grindhouse effects in this movie, like take out the 3D and put the
the filters that they use.
All that, because this movie would look so dope with the filters and the bleeding film and all that crap that people enjoy. It will make it look more fun to watch. Like, take out all the 3D stuff, keep it all high tech or whatever, but add the good stuff into it. I think it would be a really cool version of the film. I'm definitely gonna pick it up. I bet I find it for $1.
You could definitely get... I think I ended up... So I've always liked it, but I had it digitally, and I think I got this at the bookstore for like $3.99. I was like, hell yeah.
Perfect
price. I'm buying that.
Yes. Yeah, I would pick this up also. I think I had a great time with it. I had fun. I would rewatch it again, to be honest with you. But yeah, I give it a 4.
You know what's funny? When I picked it, I was like, I was going to like this. Like, I know I like it and we don't always like the same stuff, but I knew you were going to like it. Cause like it's over the top, but it's like really fun and entertaining. To me, I like, and I'm like, I think you'll like it. I give it a 4. I mean, is it? We've given other movies a 4 that are much better. Sure. This is one of those 4s that is pure personal enjoyment because there's flaws in this movie for sure. Billy Burke, big flaw. It's very violent. I know some people can, it's like almost over the top in the violence, but like, I like that. But I could see some people being like, this is just like, it's a little too much in a lot of ways. Like, there's like a lot of nudity, a lot of, it's a vulgar, like the way they talk. I don't love the dialogue in the movie. I think Todd Farmer, if there's one thing he's not good at, it's writing dialogue. I'm able to look past it because I think the movie's a ton of fun. I think the set pieces are really good. I think the action scenes are good. Yeah, it's tough watch now without the 3D because the 3D parts look stupid. But there is a 3D Blu-ray of this. So if you have a 3D player or a TV that could do it, maybe it's more fun in 3D. It might be better in 3D for anybody who's got that. Someone still has
that technology.
Someone still got it because people be buying them Blu-ray 3D. Someone out there got like a TV that they use just for their 3D content. You know how some people still have CRT TVs to watch VHS? Yeah. Someone got a 3D TV out there. I know it. Get the 3D Blu-ray. Maybe it's, you know, because I hate it. I hate those parts in 2D. They look stupid. But it was like Clash of Titans. Like, throws the coin.
Yeah.
It's in 3D. Like, dumb. But anyway, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. What's your total points?
19 out of a 25.
The same. I have the same thing. 19. This is better than Wrath of the Titans for me. This movie, and I like it. I don't know. If you haven't seen Drive Angry, listen to what we just said. And if it sounds like you might like it, give it a watch. You might hate it, but you might have a good time. If you hate Amber Heard, though, don't watch it because
you know what's funny. Like, I didn't know what the name of the title or the name. I didn't know what to, I didn't know the meaning of the title driver until I saw that that's the name of the car. The and I went, plate. Oh, okay, boo. I was like, oh, all right,
yeah, cool. Because it could have been called like something else,
straight out of hell,
straight out of hell, bad out of hell, like the meatloaf.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah,
yeah, anything like that. But you know, Drive Angry, and maybe that didn't help it because it's not a great title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you market that? It's kind of weird. I feel like it was a tough movie to market anyway. Nicolas Cage in a 3D exploitation movie about a guy who escapes hell, and it's called Drive Angry. That's kind of a tough sell. So
they should have did it. Grindhouse Presents Drive Angry.
I always wish that they made the Grindhouse label into a series of movies. It seems like they can never do this because remember Tales from the Crypt did it, but they only did 2 movies.
Yeah.
It was just Demon Knight and Bordello of Blood. Dusk Till Dawn was supposed to be, and then they ended up making it its own thing. But if Tales from the Crypt Presents from Dusk Till Dawn, that would have been cool. Like, I wish they did that with Grindhouse because you would have had Grindhouse, obviously. When you do the standalone releases, you have Death Proof, Planet Terror. You had Machete, which was, it could have been Grindhouse Presents, Machete. Grindhouse Presents, Drive Angry. Grindhouse Presents, what was it? The Hobo with a Shotgun. That was another one that was in that style. You know, I think it would have been a cool like line of movies to do, but studio stuff, you know, that was all of that was Dimension. This was Lionsgate. So whatever. I agree with you, though. I think it would have been cool. All right. Let's get to your total was 19. Yeah, we both had 19. All right. So here's what we got coming up next. We got a new franchise coming up. The Beverly Hills Cop franchise. So this is a 4 movie franchise. Now, with that, I had to pair it with something. And I paired this with movies that couldn't be any more different than Beverly Hills Cop. I feel like we did that this month. We had mystical movies and a bunch of Nicolas Cage. I like the contrast. I don't like to put movies that are exactly the same together. So action comedies with those. And then on the other side, we're going to be doing movies that are based on old serials, old comics, comic strips, serials from like the 30s, 40s, like a long time ago. Now, movies are Dick Tracy, The Shadow, The Phantom, starring Billy Zane, who should have been in Drive Angry, and Flash Gordon. Now, all of these are old, like I said, superhero movies, cop movies, one's a sci-fi, but they're all old. These properties have been around for like 100 years. we're going to be doing the movie. And the great thing about it is these are all one-offs. There's no sequels to any of these movies. They're one and done. We will be joined by Evan. He'll be coming on for all of these episodes with us. So I'm kind of excited. I'm more excited for those movies than the Beverly Hills Cop personally, but I think it's going to be a fun month.
Which is the first one we've seen?
Dick Tracy. So Beverly Hills Cop 1 and Dick Tracy is the first one.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, and make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.